Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
Last week, all over the country, students collected the results of their all-important A-level exams. And tomorrow morning, another group of students will receive their GCSE grades. In this transitionary year, some students are receiving both letter and number grades for their exams, as they take some old and some new specification subjects. But what exactly is the difference?
Hello, my name is Kevin Aldershaw. I'm head of college. The grades are completely changed from 1 to 9 as opposed to the A to G model that was in place before. There is actually an extra grade in there as well, so it doesn't quite marry up that a number is equivalent to a letter. All of those students that previously might have gone on to get an A would now be awarded 7s, A stars somewhere around an 8 or a 9, a C is somewhere around a 4 or a 5. So it's meant a huge change, a lot for the students to get their heads around, a lot for staff to get their heads around, and in the future, a lot for universities and employers to get their heads around as well.
So how does this new structure impact learning and teaching of GCSEs?
Hi, I'm Catherine. I'm in year 12.
I did the new GCSEs for only maths and English.
Just tell me how the new GCSE works, the point system instead of the grades A, Bs and Cs.
Well, it's 1 to 9. And I think 9 equates to a super A star or an A star star or, you know. But apart from that, I didn't actually see that much difference. I know a lot of people were complaining about, you know, how difficult the new spec could be, but I thought the only difficulty really lied with, like, the teachers knowing what would be on the exam and, like, the layout of the exam, mainly. Not the content, but just how the way in which we'd have to perform in the exam. I thought the maths content was broader than the other one, and there was things added in and things taken away that weren't that necessary. I thought also that they kind of bridged a little bit of, like, kind of the easier subjects from A level or AS level into the GCSE that we could have accessed, I think, for the top marks.
The new GCSEs bridged the gap more smoothly into A-level. Speaking before they had their A-level results, Henry, the head boy at Queen Ethelberger's, and James, on what the changes mean at A-level.
I think to an extent they were a bit more simple in the sense that it was a bit more you get given a question and you follow a pattern, whereas sort of new A-levels are a bit more you have a situation and you have to apply your knowledge to it, if you understand what I mean. So it's a bit more... Old spec was a bit more you're following patterns and you just, you know, you're given numbers and you put them in, whereas new spec is a bit more intuitive and you've got to sort of think about the situation and how what you've learned is actually being applied.
So what about AS levels? Because they've been taken out of the equation now, haven't they?
Yeah, so on the old spec, the AS level was, with the module system, it was more sort of, I guess, you could argue it was a safety net. It was a good thing in that you already knew you had these modules and you were going forward confident you'd already passed those modules. Whereas now it's a two-year linear, like you have an exam at the end of A2, the second year. So it's a lot more difficult. You've got to prepare all this knowledge from your first year and keep it for the second year for that final exam.
Finally, I spoke to Johnny, a year 12 student, about whether the old system really is helping the transition to A-level studies.
I take maths, further maths, physics and computer science. I did the new specs for English and maths, and all my other GCSEs remained on the old spec.
So with regards to your maths, did you find that the new style of GCSE equipped you better for what you're doing now in comparison to the old module?
I felt like doing the new spec for GCSE maths was a lot more challenging than the old spec. And I think this was good as I was taking maths in A-level. And a lot of the topics I learned in GCSE maths was further developed in the new spec of A-level maths. I suppose as the new GCSEs are harder, they may be more challenging to do initially. But in the long run, if you're taking A-level maths, it will be beneficial because a lot of the topics you cover are repeated and just further developed in the new specs for A-level maths.
So if you were going to sit down and design the perfect structure from GCSE, that transition from GCSE into year 12 and year 13, how would you personally design it?
I would encourage the new spec in GCSE for maths because the structure of the exams didn't change as much. It was the content difficulty that incremented. But for the A-levels, I would say I would have preferred the old system where the exams were taken, 50% of your grade were based on the exams you take at the end of year 12, so you don't have to remember and recall knowledge over a two-year period. But yeah, there are the pros and cons to each specification.
So after the results last week, how have the students done?
I'm Lauren Blakely, Deputy Head of College.
They've done incredibly well. Henry, who was our head boy, has done exceptionally well. He's been accepted into Cambridge to study economics and has done considerably well there. And our other one that you'll hear from is James, who is going to Durham to do natural sciences. So both of them have achieved brilliantly in the last couple of days, and we've really enjoyed sharing in their success. In general, though, there's other students to congratulate. We've got students that are going to Cambridge to do medicine and another one to do maths, so they'll be joining Henry there. And we've also got one student going to do law at Oxford. So again, successes with the Oxford students, but also we've got students going to Exeter, Durham, Warwick, KCL, UCL, Imperial, LSE, and a whole range of universities, and they've just done exceptionally to get into those universities and also to handle the pressure that they've been through with the changes to A-level and to go on to achieve as they have done. We've got 81% A-star A and 96% A-star B, so overall the students under the sorts of pressures that have just been described have done phenomenally well. We couldn't be any more proud of them and what they've achieved.
To find out more about Queen Ethelburga's and their GCSE and A-level successes, go to qe.org.uk.
Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.